This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. You know, Hurricane Matthew and the toll that it's left and the damage that it's left has, from a medical standpoint, opened up a huge window for Zika. And we're going to be talking about that. Ross going to talk about how, okay, you know, football's been pretty good this season. I mean, wow. Have you seen the Cowboys? Have you seen the Cowboys? Oh, my gosh, the Cowboys are doing so awesome. Listen, I love Tony Romo, but we may not want to mess anything up. Keep maybe Dak Prescott doing what he's doing with Beasley and Witten and everybody over there, because he's, wow. I got to tell you, these guys, Ezekiel Elliott, wow. So let's not mess with it. Let's just let the Cowboys do what they're doing. But remember when we were going to school, the coach would say no sex before a game? No sex? And we've been saying that. They used to say no girls. You know, no booze, no girls before a game. So now they're saying no sex before a game. Well, apparently the science isn't there, and you could absolutely have sex before a game, and it not mess with the, you know, it not mess with anything at all. We're going to be talking about back surgery, a lot of NFL stories because of, you know, it's obviously a football season, and many people that have back surgery, it really doesn't knock them out of the game. So we're doing much, much better with back surgery these days. We got some recalls we need to talk about. We got these, the Lunchables, the Nestle, what are those drumstick, some taco news. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, I was in Rhode Island I was there for a long time. Basically, we went and we saw Massachusetts, parts of Massachusetts, and I've been to Massachusetts before. It's gorgeous. But I was in Rhode Island for a board review class, which you guys are going to benefit from because I know even more than you thought I did. I act like I know everything, but I don't. And so I learned even more to be able to convey to you. But, of course, when I was out of town, all this went down with Trump. And the bus that he was on 11 years ago with Billy Bush from Access Hollywood and him making those very lewd comments. And, of course, people wanted me to weigh in. So I did. I wrote something on my blog with this. And it's one of these topics where it needs to be discussed. But I really think it's a distractor on what we need to do from an election standpoint. What really ticks me off is when we have very serious things happen, and we do, whether it's national security, immigration, etc., when the conversation gets completely pushed aside because of a media frenzy of something that is still a valid topic, but something that happened 11 years ago. Now, mind you, what Trump did was, and what he said was disgusting. And, I have to admit, that's not the first time I've heard a man talk like that. I mean, I've had a lot of friends who were guys over the years. In fact, I hung out with guys more than I hung out with girls. And what Trump said compared to what I usually got an earful of was child's play. And I'm not saying that's right. Obviously, it's very disgusting what he said, and it's very disgusting to think that our future president thinks that way about women. And the groping references, you know, many of us women have been there. We don't like being groped. We, you know, it's disgusting. But we need to really be honest with, you know, who we're, you know, what we're talking about here. Okay? You know, human beings are animals. Okay? Humans are going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to grope. They're going to lunge. They're going to salivate. And these are things that humans do. And humans do that because they are a part of the animal kingdom. All of a sudden, we have a politician. And we dress them in a suit, or we dress them in a pantsuit, and we expect them to be angelic. And Hillary Clinton is not angelic, Donald Trump is not angelic, and we really don't have a lot of people out there who are. You throw that in with the mix, with where now everything is on video, everything has a potential to be videotaped, everything could be hacked. I don't think we are ever going to have a perfect candidate. Now, what's embarrassing is the whole world gets to see this. Nobody wants to hear Donald Trump talking about trying to get sex and, you know, all the other lewd things he was talking about. It's just nobody really wants to think of Donald in that way. Okay? Just saying, people don't want to think of Bill Clinton as being a rapist or as an assaulter as well. You know, we're going to be talking to Ron Futrell, our political analyst, who's going to be coming on, Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite, on, you know, what we think is coming up next with this. But I think this campaign has been an absolute circus. I don't want the topic of sexual assault or sexual misconduct to be used as a political ploy for one of the most important elections we've ever faced. We need to talk about groping. We need to talk about locker room banter. It's ridiculous. Locker room banter has been going. We're not going to get rid of locker room banter. Okay? You know, whenever somebody has, you know, something they want to say, there's going to be a bunch of, you know, slobbering, you know, knuckleheads wanting to sit there and listen and drool. That's always going to happen. I mean, again, how politically correct, how black and white are we going to have conversations later? It's not going to happen. Something's going to burst. People are going to say things, people are going to do things, and it's going to show their natural human. You know, remember we talked about sometimes with a fight, somebody could let loose and they could scratch or bite or punch, and you're like, wait a second, why? Scratching, biting, that's what an animal would do. We're animals, people. We're animals, and we are expecting that animals to be able to get all suited up or in a pantsuit or dress or whatever and be able to represent us, right? And we forget that they're going to have a lot of transgressions. And so, you know, I think we need to talk about sexual assault and groping, but I'd say let's get through this election, okay? We got a lot on our plate, and I don't think locker room banter is going away anytime soon. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I wanted to watch a Packer game, and I wanted to watch the debate, so I ended up taping both, but I had to watch the debate. There was so much buildup, and with all the, you know, BS that's been happening, I couldn't miss it. And, however, I'm not the best one to walk us through what happened. So we have back our political analyst and one of my favorite media personalities, Ron Futrell, Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey there, I am doing well. How are you, Doc? Good to talk to you today.
Good. The Cowboys are doing pretty good. Aren't you proud of my Cowboys?
I'm proud of your Cowboys. Hey, I'm glad I've got my L.A. Rams back. You know they lost to Buffalo at home yesterday, but they're still 3-2. I mean, that's better than what
that is.
I thought when I went to that first game of the season. But for my L.A. Rams. They're mine, by the way.
I know. Hey, I'm from L.A. too. I'm from L.A. too, yeah. So I feel like I own part of the Raiders and part of the Rams, right? Because back then, Raiders were there too. All right.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, last night, the Trump trial. Yeah.
No, it's
yes.
Rather,
yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, rather interesting last night. Very fiery, obviously. And the reason you can tell Donald Trump won is that watching the media, the morning shows today, and I tape them, watch them pretty much every morning. That's how crazy I sort of am. But they all called it, we don't know, we can't tell. It's not clear who won this debate. It's not clear, so we can't really tell. So that has to give you a pretty good indication that they felt Trump kicked butt last night.
Yep. Yeah, you know, they actually said it was. I was actually shocked that some of the questions from the town hall, participants were kind of mild. Because you know the moderators seemed to really cross-examine him, and they were. And so I was kind of impressed. I mean, in fact, you know, they ended the debate on a very lovey-dovey note. Like, can you say something positive about the other candidate? To me, that was a waste of time question. You know, I'd really like to know what they're going to do with the tax code. I'd like to know, you know, whatever. So they ended it lovey-dovey. But the reason why they did it is they knew that they were going to be going into this, you know, like attorneys would. And I thought the grilling was a little over obvious. And, you know, I thought it was good that Trump called them on that.
Oh, he did. He went on offense. And that's what Trump supporters like about him most, is that he plays offense. In the first debate, he was not playing offense. There was two things that stood out to me in this debate that are out of the ordinary, that I've heard nothing about, because everybody wants to talk about what he said and her emails. Okay, and both legitimate topics. But two things that stood out in my mind. One was the question from the audience about Obamacare, and they both agreed Obamacare is an absolute disaster. Disaster, horrible, awful. And you know, as a doctor, and you and I have talked about this privately. So, but now it is established. This is now that Obamacare has failed miserably. They both agreed on that. Two candidates who couldn't agree on anything. Well, of course, it needs to be tied to Hillary, because Hillary Care was predated Obamacare. She was trying to do this well before Obama did, and she supported it 100% while she was in the Senate. And has supported it. So for her to try to distance herself now from Obamacare is as disingenuous as it absolutely gets. But they both agreed on that. The other thing that stood out to me was the question of that again isn't getting a whole lot of play, was the question about Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary gave this pandering, awful answer. I want somebody who has good life experiences, who is diversified in their opinions and their feelings, and they love their fellow men. And this, again, pandering butterfly windmill answer that she gave to that, where the answer from Donald Trump was, I want a justice like Scalia and one that respects, and then he said the C word, which is a swear word to the Democrats, Constitution.
Mm-hmm,
he said somebody that she did not mention the Constitution at all.
I think she mentioned Roe v. Wade. I think she mentioned Roe v. Wade, and she mentioned And you're right. That good point. Yeah.
She would not say. Can I say the C word?
Yes.
Constitution. On your show, that's okay. Is it allowed?
Yes, you can say the word Constitution. Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Because she did not want to say it and did not say it. She did mention one of the worst, in my opinion, decisions by the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade. But he mentioned it right off the bat. Was, I want a justice like Scalia, and I want a justice that will follow the Constitution, and will look to that and seek the Constitution for guidance in how they make decisions. Whoa, how remarkable! And that spells, if you're waffling on Donald Trump, and you're a conservative, and you heard that answer's enough. Cut all the You said BS. I'll say BS, and I'll just use the acronym and hope that people know what I mean when I say BS. Through all that.
I know.
And
we're talking to Ron Futrell. Yeah, we're talking to Ron Futrell, Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite, media personality and political analyst. You know, it's interesting. When you really talk to people, many people that are voting for Trump, which is why this controversy with the audio from 11 years ago of him talking about groping and being lewd, I don't think is going to go as far as many people thought it would, is because people aren't voting for Trump because they really downright like the guy and they think he's an all-over good guy. One of the biggest concerns that I'm hearing is the Supreme Court. And so people are voting for Trump because they're very worried about how the Supreme Court is going to turn. And so when people are shocked, I can't take all the emails. Dahlia, really? Why are women voting for Trump? It's not that they're voting for Trump. They're voting for, how I see it, you know, change and for a different, or I guess to preserve our Supreme Court and the Constitution that needs to be represented by them.
No, absolutely. You're 100% right. I mean, all the fiery stuff and all the barbs that went back and forth and the I'm gonna put you in jail lines and you're not Lincoln lines that were amusing. When it comes down to it, it does come down to this, and I love the part. When I say I loved it, that means I really didn't love it, but love the part where Hillary Clinton said, "No, I'm gonna follow my good friend Michelle Obama, who said when they go low, you go high." Are you freaking kidding me? Like, she's been taking the high road?
I know, and they're friends.
Neither one can claim the high road in this, okay?
Yeah.
And then she, of course, went back down into the gutter. And which one was first? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Neither one can claim the high road, so to speak. But I thought that was another disingenuous thing for her to say. And plus, her answer on now of substance, was her saying in a private meeting. Now we found out the reason why she didn't want to release those speeches that she gave to the bankers is that she told a group of Brazilian bankers, and this was leaked through WikiLeaks. The substance is there when she tells a bunch of Brazilian bankers that she wants open trade and open borders. Open borders is what she's hoping for this country. That's what she told them. Then, as she said to another group of bankers, that she needs to have, that it's not unusual, and she needs to have a public policy and a private policy when it comes to issues.
There
is nothing more filthy, and obscene for a political candidate to say than something like that, and to say it privately to try to keep it away from the masses. Now we've heard it. That to me is 10 times more obscene, and I have no problem with using that word, than what Donald Trump said, even though I find it foul, what he said there, and reprehensible. Mm-hmm. But 10 times more obscene is what she said.
So there was talk about a Pence Carson ticket, and I guess there's some people pushing for that. Do you think after this debate, the Republicans are going to say, look, let's just get through this. We're going to support Trump. It's more of an anti-Hillary ticket and keep going, or do you think there's really going to be a drive to have a Pence Carson ticket and to kick Trump out?
I don't think they can at this point. I mean, I would prefer to vote for a Pence Carson ticket all day long.
Yeah.
I would prefer to vote for just about anybody up on that Republican stage in the debate rather than Donald Trump. But Trump's the candidate for the Republicans. Yeah. And if you're a conservative, and it's a binary choice here. No, Gary Johnson and the Green Party, Jill Stein are not options, okay? I wish they could be better options, but they're just not. It's a binary choice here. You've got to choose between one of two. And my personal opinion, I could never in a million years, I'd cut both my arms off before I'd vote for Hillary, and probably then my nose if I thought my nose could push the button. Okay? It's just because of how corrupt, absolutely corrupt she is. There's no more corrupt candidate that has ever run for president in this country. I hope not.
It's a circus, man. Ron Futrell, thank you so much for joining us. Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite. Always love having you. We'll have you back. Thanks again. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll talk about Hurricane Matthew and what's going to happen with Zika. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Hurricane Matthew was a bad one. Right now, the death toll is 21. in the United States. We've lost 21 people thus far. And I believe in Haiti, they've lost over 1,000. And the death toll, unfortunately, continues to rise. They say now that the aftermath has been unseen since Hurricane Floyd back in 1999. And as they're concerned about the rivers cresting and rising to levels and floods, we're going to be, unfortunately, seeing aftermath in days and weeks to come. They say in Lumberton, I believe that's in North Carolina, a levee broke overnight and crews scrambled to rescue 1,500 people. Most of them were in knee-deep water, but there were people on rooftops waiting for boats or helicopters. This is according to North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Evacuations were ordered in cities along three different rivers. Some rivers were expected to be at record levels yesterday, be at record levels by this next week. I apologize, by Friday, 6 days after Matthew's rains ended. So rivers are supposed to be at record levels. This is coming from the Chicago Tribune. They say here their state resources have been stretched to their limit, according to North Carolina Governor McCrory. If you've been told to evacuate, then evacuate. If you don't, we have to divert resources to the area to save you. I'm wondering. No, because they're talking about this as this was written today. They said immediately after Saturday's rains, thousands of people found themselves suddenly trapped in homes and cars. Rescuers and Coast Guard helicopters had to pluck some of them from rooftops, just like the scenes we saw from Hurricane Katrina. And they used military vehicles to reach others. I was seeing some of the pictures where you see them waist deep. So the evacuations that are being requested now isn't from Hurricane Matthew rains. It's from flooding expected by the rivers. They say at least two of the five people reported missing in North Carolina have been found. Many of the heads in those areas for rescue have been expecting that the death toll is going to unfortunately rise. They say the flooding and the cresting is now one of their next huge big concerns. And, you know, Hurricane Floyd had killed about 35 people in North Carolina, destroyed 7,000 homes, damaged 56,000 others, causing more than $3 billion in damage. So, you know, when we were hearing that Hurricane Matthew was coming, and I was up in Rhode Island at the time, so I was watching the news even while I was in class. I was just very, very nervous and very scared because, you know, this hurricane was predicted to go right up the coast, hitting all those, and obviously the coastal areas of Florida, you know, and then Georgia and Carolinas. I mean, those are very, very highly populous areas as well, you know, and so, you know, I obviously, you know, any one of us that have watched news and have covered hurricanes, we know how deadly it could be, but people stayed, people that I had family, they weren't going anywhere. And so what's the thinking? What's the reasoning behind that? All right. Power outages, about 1 million homes. Actually, as of this morning, there's still 1 million homes and businesses with no power. You know, so why not get out of Dodge? Well, it's very easy for us to sit here and say, you know, gosh, what idiots. In fact, you know, I was hearing on CNN, they were calling them nincompoops, knuckleheads. They were calling them knuckleheads. And, you know, you were seeing the newscasters. And I, you know, for the most part, I don't think it is the smartest move. But when you talk to people that live in these areas that have to evacuate because they're being told to evacuate and they really don't think the storm is coming, and they have to leave work, they have to take their kids, they have to spend that kind of money, right? They have to, I mean, it costs money to get up and evacuate and to find a hotel when hotels are booked. Okay, and then if hotel prices are now skyrocketing because people think that they can make money on this, so now they're going more inland or they're going out of state and they're being raped by you know, hotel prices and gas and car, and they have to be stuck in traffic, etc. For those people like in Fort Lauderdale that really weren't that worried that the storm was going to come, yeah, they stuck it out. There were some people in a, I don't know if it was, gosh, I'm trying to remember which city it was, where you're looking at a hotel, and there's a hotel, and there's people standing on the porch as the water and the floodwaters are going. And they're standing there, and, you know, the newscasters are making fun of them, you know, and they're like, you know, what are you doing there? You know, you should have evacuated. But they thought that that hotel was probably safer to be at. They could be in the higher stories. They could be in the higher floors, and they could still be close to home, and then they could immediately get working on the damage. So I'm not saying this because people shouldn't evacuate. I'm not saying that. When, you know, you're being told to evacuate, evacuate. The one thing we cannot stand are people being stupid, becoming victims themselves, and now it pulls away resources from people who need them. You know, there was somebody sunbathing out there. He was just sitting out there enjoying the, you know, hurricane. I mean, you know, we don't need that. As first responders, as medical personnel, okay, we don't need that. If you're told to leave, you're told to leave. But we do, you know, a lot of the people that didn't evacuate and said, you see, I didn't have to, you know, there's a psychology there that's going to be kind of difficult to overcome. All right, Hurricane Matthew was supposed to hit Miami and Fort Lauderdale. It didn't. So, you know, once you're, we have to be very, very careful in the news, which is really difficult because what people expect these days now is, I think, too much. So, while I was watching the news outlets reporting the hurricane, and you saw the hurricane hitting landfall, you know, maybe north of what they originally predicted, the newscasters were saying how calls were coming in and people were mad. You know, and they had to almost in the middle of the newscast defend themselves for telling people to evacuate. And this is where society is going. Okay, if there's a threat, and yes, we have a lot of science, luckily. We have a lot of science, and we depend on that. But it's not, I mean, you know, science is, does not outsmart nature. Nature decides what it wants to do. And so, you know, if you got to give these newscasters a break, you got to give the weather authorities breaks, you got to, you know, don't start giving them crap, because to hear them as they're trying to tell us that this hurricane is bad, that look, you know, I know a lot of you guys are like saying, you know, look, you know, we didn't have to evacuate. Okay, they don't need that. Because what they need to do is report to people that could be victims. You don't know who's going to be a victim. When lightning strikes, you don't know who's going to be hit. It could be your kid. It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody you don't know. So there was a lot of selfishness that I saw in terms of, look, you know, they're telling us to evacuate and we don't need to, you know. But on the flip side, you have a lot of distrust. And you have a lot of people who have been watching these news outlets with the way they've been covering the election and the way they've been highlighting the more, you know, the sleaze and the more entertaining pieces of the stories, all of a sudden say, now, guys, there's a big hurricane and you need to leave. You didn't have a lot of people believing them. Now, I don't know who died, you know, of these 21 people, and unfortunately the death toll is rising. But, you know, I wish we could talk to family members and find out why they didn't evacuate, why they didn't leave. And I bet a big answer would be, I really didn't trust what the news was telling me. They need to sell advertising. They need to make a story. And so we have the boy who cried wolf situation here, which is very, very frustrating. When they said that this hurricane could cause tornadoes, that this hurricane could cause record floods, that this hurricane could cause, and I mean, you know, when you see the power of water, you know, come at a house that could break the glass and enter the house and then take you with it. Okay? I mean, you know, you cannot withstand water. And we take that for granted. And you know, when the news media was, and most people were probably, I mean, yeah, a lot of people did leave. They're like, nah, you know, we've been through a hurricane. There's no reason to be around here. We'll leave and then we'll come back. But there were a lot of people that were like, no, they're just blowing it out of proportion. Look at how everybody has turned on the news. And so I don't know what the answer is, but we're having less distrust for the media, and we're having less people take things seriously. But, you know, we really should have. I thought, by the way, though, the states did a phenomenal job in terms of making sure people evacuated and had everything ready to deploy. I was pretty proud of all the governors involved. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW. Or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, Rhoda sent me a study back from, thank you, Rhoda, I appreciate this, back from 1999, I guess where they studied why people would not evacuate versus why people would leave an evacuation. And this comes from the Department of Economics at East Carolina University. Kevin Tyndall Smith wrote this back in 1999, estimating the cost of hurricane evacuation. I haven't had time on my break to read this, Rhoda. Thank you so much for sending it. But I guess they surveyed, households after Hurricane Andrew. And so we have a lot of studies coming out that, and they said half of the sample reported that it would depend on the strength of the storm if they were going to leave or not. The remaining respondents were split almost entirely between staying home, so about a fifth of people would just stay home, even despite what happened with Hurricane Andrew, and 21% of fifth said they would leave the area entirely. I want to read through this, but, I really would like to know what people were exact, I would really love to see what the exact, reasoning was for people that decided to stay, especially when you were from mid-Florida on up. Unless they have the type of house that will withstand hurricanes Now, what about coming back? So coming back, we're really concerned about Zika now. So, Zika, hasn't been really in the news much. We haven't been talking much about it because everything has been about the election and about the hurricane, and I've been out of town. So, we haven't really spoken much about Zika. Well, what happened with Hurricane Matthew? Well, it blew a lot of those mosquitoes out of there. So a lot of the mosquitoes went bye-bye. Yee-haw! Woo-hoo! Yee-haw! Bye-bye, 80s Egypti mosquitoes. See ya! Go away! Bye-bye. Unfortunately, they left their babies. They left their little baby eggs. Zika mosquito mommies don't really take their eggs with them. So remember we talked about how resilient these eggs are and how mommy 80s Egypti mosquitoes will pass Zika on to their baby mosquitoes. So when the baby mosquitoes are born, they already have Zika in them. All right? Any of these eggs that lived, and we're assuming a lot of them did, they're going to hatch soon. And the mosquitoes are still going to come to Florida. Okay, mosquitoes don't have the type of memory going, man, remember when we were, floating around Cape Canaveral? And now let's not go back to Cape Canaveral. They have bad weather. No, they don't. Hurricanes don't usually hit the same place, exactly. So mosquitoes being, the smart little insects that they are, they're going to come back. Now, what was Florida, Georgia, and what were these states doing? Carolinas, what were they doing so diligently to stave off Zika? They were doing puddle patrols and making sure there was no stagnant water. Well, from what we understand now, out of the Denver Post, the high winds from Hurricane Matthew broke through screen doors, windows, knocked out power, left behind small and large bodies of standing water. And these large and small bodies of standing water are going to take a long time to go away. Now we have new breeding grounds for mosquitoes. Now, I don't know how long it takes for a mosquito to have sex, but my guess is it's pretty quick. Scientists have raised concerns now that the Zika virus that has reached South Florida is now more of a threat. According to Philip Stoddard, a Florida International University biology professor and the mayor of South Miami, says it knocks a lot of stuff down, so you just have a lot more things in which the mosquito can breed. A damaged rain gutter, for instance, now becomes a rain collector. Every little object that blows off a house or even a chair flipped over on a porch becomes a container for mosquitoes to breed. I don't know. Mosquitoes, maybe it's because the water puts them in the mood. I've gone on cruises with my husband, and I got to tell you, if there is anything that just really rejuvenates anything down south is, man, being near water. There is just something about water. Why do you think so many people like bathtubs and like to take showers? Personally, I don't like taking a shower with anybody. I really don't like that. My problem with taking a shower, we've talked about this before. I probably doesn't have anything to do with Zika, but we're on the subject. So when it comes to sex, a lot of people, they like to be around water, just like mosquitoes. But for me, the shower, no. I am not a come take a shower with me type of girl. No, because for me, I get cold. If I have to, and unfortunately, you know, most of the time, you know, the guy is like, I'll stand here by the water so you don't get wet, and you stand there freeze. You're like, no, this isn't working. You're blocking all the water. So then you want the water. And then, of course, it's just not very. And also, I really don't know how to balance vertically very well. You guys, I don't know if you remember any of the ballet stories I told you, because I was in ballet when I was younger. I was really horrible at it. I went too fast. I was doing too much jazz hands. I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't very good at that. So I'm not that graceful enough. So for me, water, no. I don't need water around the area. That just doesn't do it for me. Okay? Just in case anybody, I mean, I'm married, so now, by the way, ladies, okay, now, a lot of you ladies are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you're missing the point of taking the shower in the water, or having sex in the shower. We're not having sex in the shower because we want to be in the shower. We're trying to get the guy, or whoever we're with, to actually take a shower. Now, that's a very good point, okay? A lot of men, or women, come home, they're stinky, and from work, and they want to have sex. And so you immediately say, why don't we have sex in the shower? This way, you get the stink off, and then you can, yeah. So, I know, but still, preference for me is, look, go take a shower, go put on your cologne, go shave, call your mother, because I don't want her talking. Make sure the kids are asleep. Don't forget to take out the garbage. Don't forget to lock the doors. By the way, help me with the dishes. And can you help the kids with their homework? I'm going to bed. And I completely forget that I was giving them orders because I wanted to. Yeah, so, but let's go back to the mosquitoes. Okay, so they say most adult mosquitoes will not survive the gusts of the wind, and the flooding is going to wash away the baby mosquitoes, but the new eggs near standing water are going to hatch, and they're going to grow over the next week. I forget what the incubation period is for these mosquitoes, but it's not very long. So we're probably having hatching done now. So the coastal communities of Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, are obviously in harm's way with this. Apparently, with Hurricane Katrina, West Nile virus took over. In 2006, the cases of West Nile more than doubled in the hurricane-affected areas of Louisiana and Mississippi, according to a 2008 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say the immediate increase in cases may be attributed to increased human exposure to mosquitoes. Tens of thousands of persons in the hurricane-affected region were living in damaged housing or were waiting outside for days to be evacuated. In Louisiana, no cases of West Nile were reported in the weeks leading up to Hurricane Katrina, but 11 were reported in the following 3 weeks where the storm hit. Similar pattern happened in Mississippi. So, with floods comes disease. And, you know, Lord have mercy, what's been going on in Haiti? Haiti just really seems to get, you know, hurt between the cholera, between the, storms. Now their death toll and not having the sanitation, stagnant water is not safe. And, you know, a lot of people, they just can't afford to, you know, go and take out a hotel. So I really feel for people being out there and what they're going through. So, plus now, you know, hurricanes cause you to change your daily habits. You may not shower as often as you do. You may now be opening your doors because the air conditioning doesn't work, and it's still like in the 80s down there. It was interesting. I was in Cape Canaveral and Orlando just a couple weeks before the hurricane hit. And in Disney World, they had mosquito repellent in all the rooms. I thought that was pretty cool. Of course, our room was expensive, so maybe they upped the price to give us that mosquito repellent. But they made sure there was mosquito repellent so the kids could get sprayed. That was pretty cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TOP-SELLING.
Rebel. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.